From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and vowed to pursue terrorists until they are wiped out. He spoke at a meeting of top defense officials in Riyadh on combating terrorism. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis said Middle Eastern countries have borne the brunt of terrorist attacks.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations. You know, fighting terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interests.
There is no claim right now on responsibility for the mosque attack that left more than 300 worshippers dead. Gunmen were seen carrying the Islamic State black flag. Saeed Sadiq is with the Canadian University in Cairo.
They picked this mosque because there are many tribes in this area supporting the army. And so they picked this time, a soft target, time for the prayer when everybody is totally in, praying and not looking around.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has vowed to bring those responsible for the attack to justice. The Catholic priest Fidelis Mokonore, who negotiated and mediated former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's resignation last week, described the former leader as appearing relieved when he signed the document ending 37 years in power.
So it was not that someone had to bang the table, but it was smooth sailing.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, a longtime Mugabe ally who was sacked earlier this month by Mugabe, was sworn in as his replacement. This is VOA News. Indonesia.